Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-3756-9. All right, as promised, I went to see Poltergeist last night. And I did it only for you guys, because this is not my kind of movie. I did see the first one. The first one was, Steven Spielberg, I think. And it was kind of the very first of its, they're back. This one, I mean, I like the two leads, Sam Rockwell and, what's her name? Her name just went out of my head. I'll think of it in a minute. It'll come back to me in just a second. But the thing is that the audience, I saw it with the promotional audience, because they really didn't want critics to see this one, for obvious reasons. But, I mean, the thing is, you know what's going to happen. You know that, you know, every 6 minutes, something's going to jump out at you. Move your family into a new house in development. The family's haunted by hosts of ghosts. They've got the clown that jumps out at you. This one, I don't remember. I remember the little girl mostly from the first one, who actually, I think, died. This one is... the first one was Jo Beth Williams, and I think Heather O'Rourke was, and Craig T. Nelson. I think Jo Beth was the mom, and Craig T. was the dad, and Heather O'Rourke was the little girl who had an early demise. I think she was killed by a fan or something equally awful about that. The idea of a remake, not sure why exactly they did it. But, I mean, look, they remake all sorts of movies, so what can I tell you? So this one, the idea is basically the same, that you're living on top of a cemetery, okay? Never a terrific idea. This one apparently is only PG-13, which I think is a little conservative. I think it probably should be more than that. Rosemary DeWitt is the woman I was trying to think about. And they're cute together. They've got three kids. An older, sexy sort of babysitter daughter, a frightened little boy who his mother at one point says, "What are you frightened of?" And he says everything, which is true. And he's sort of, in some ways, he gives the movie, he's the equivalent of the cat arching its back in Alien, because we watch him more than anything else. We know that he's the one who's going to be the most attuned to being unhappy and scared and whatever. The special effects, what's going to happen. In the first one, you really didn't know exactly what's going to happen. And we've got the same thing. We've got a couple of effects in this one that I don't remember from the first one, although somebody's going to call up and say, "Oh, no, you forgot. It's there." Where the kid's hair stands on end and stuff like that. It'll probably do a relatively good business because people like to be scared. I'm not really arguing that at all. I'm just saying it's not a terrifically good movie. But if you want to go see it, it's okay with me. And I told you I would go see it. It's not my kind of movie. I mean, at some point I just thought, enough. This is a waste of time. The first one, I think, was genuinely scary because you hadn't seen anything like it before. This one is not, I thought. And I forgot to tell you, the most sort of alarming and or compelling part, it's in 3D. So you have to wear the stupid glasses, and so instead of just sort of things jumping, they jump out at you. They jump out not only at the people on the screen, but at you. So if this sounds like a great deal of fun for you, off you go. For most of us, don't think so. Go see The Farewell Party. It's really terrific. You're going to have a hard time finding it, likely, but it's really worth the time. So there. All right. Now, I reviewed movies yesterday, so I'm not going to go through movies again today. You can go to drjoy.com, but I promised that I would schlep to see Poltergeist, which I did, and I would review Poltergeist, which is, I had minimal expectations because they didn't let us review it in time to kind of, I guess their notion was warn people off. I mean, the people are going to go see it, they're going to see it. It didn't make any difference what the review is. Okay. The Trevi Fountain in Rome was officially completed and inaugurated by Pope Clement XIII. Who knew that? Did you know the Trevi Fountain was inaugurated by the Pope?
I did not.
I did not either. So there we know. So 1762. In 1819, the SS Savannah left port, surprisingly enough, at Savannah, Georgia, on a voyage to become the first steamship to cross the Atlantic. It arrived in Liverpool, England, on June 20th. So a little less than a month. It's about 4 weeks. You can do crossing now, what, about 3.5 days, 4 days? That's if you're taking a cruise ship. Lincoln was issued a patent, which, did you know this? Well, for an invention to lift boats over obstacles in a river, making him the only U.S. president to ever hold a patent. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not either. 1849.
Yeah.
In 1906, the Wright brothers are granted U.S. patent number 821393. Somebody should play that for the lottery today for their flying machine. Today's a big patent day, I guess. The steelworkers and a new trade union, the United Steelworkers, was formed. Steelworkers Organizing Committee disbands, and they became the United Steelworkers. Lyndon Johnson announced the goals of his Great Society to bring an end to poverty and racial injustice in America. Well, that was in 1964. 50 years later, 51 years later, you know, maybe could use a little more work on it. Pac-Man was released on this day in 1980. Hard to believe it was 35 years ago. Did you ever play Pac-Man?
I have.
There you go. And Microsoft, it's a big day for I guess, computers in general. 1990, Microsoft released Windows 3.01 operating system. And it started working 4 years later. No, that was a little joke. Believe it or not, okay, a very little joke. And my computer just crashed. I don't know why. In 1992, see if you don't think this is kind of cool. In 1992, after 30 years, 66-year-old Johnny Carson hosts The Tonight Show for the last time. Okay, so it's one day after 33 years, David Letterman hosted the, well, actually it was 2 days ago, wasn't it? The Tonight Show for the last time. So I think it's the May sweeps is why they do it, the rating period ends. Believe it or not, when I was going to see Poltergeist last night, guess what was across the street from me? The Red Nose comedy special thing that NBC did. It was at Manhattan Center. It was right across the street, so everybody was queued up, and they had the paparazzi, and people had red noses. There we go. I'm sure they raised a gazillion dollars, which we will hear about soon. The other thing that happened today, which I thought I would tell you about in some detail, actually, is the Credit Card Act of 2009 was signed into law by President Barack Obama. So that was 6 years ago. All right. So what it did was it basically gave a credit card holder Bill of Rights. And what they did was they said the idea was to aim at limiting how credit card companies can charge consumers. But it does not include price controls, rate caps, or fee setting, which is it's better than nothing. It gave you 21 days to pay your bill from the time the bill is mailed. So they can't trap consumers by setting payment deadlines on the weekend or in the middle of the day or changing their payment deadlines each month. No retroactive rate increases. They must give consumers at least 45 days notice that their rates are about to go up and cannot change any terms of the contract within a year. Low introductory rates must last at least 6 months. It's easier to pay down debt than it used to be. Credit card companies must apply payments to a consumer's highest interest rate balance first. I mean, think about this. Think about the fact that they had to put this in the law because they weren't doing it. It eliminates fee harvester cards, restricts fees on low-balance cards sold to cardholders with bad credit. For many of these cards, the upfront fees charged exceeded the remaining credit. It eliminates excessive marketing to young people. Kids would be sent credit cards. Prohibits companies from wooing students with T-shirts, free pizza, and other free gifts at university-sponsored events. I mean, think about that. I mean, think about what it says about the credit card companies that they had to pass this. So, folks, be a little careful about your credit card, all right? 855, it's better than it used to be, but it's still not great. Be careful. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, darlings, a lot of people have a long weekend, especially in the United States. Canadians had last weekend, so we've got it this weekend. So if there's something, if you're facing a family trip or a family reunion, and there are some issues you would like to have a little bit calmer in your head or in your tummy, give me a holler, 855-99-375-69. I'm here. I'm live. Trevor and I are both here to take your phone calls, so whenever you get around to it, we'd love to hear from you, except in the last 3 minutes of the program, she said. Okay, cool story with some facts about it, which is France is just about to pass a new law that says, large French supermarkets are going to be barred from throwing away food. And large is defined as 400 square meters. But there are people who are, look, first of all, it's a great idea. They either have to donate unsold but edible food to charities or for use as animal feed or farming compost. In other words, they can't just dump it. And the non-compliance is 2 years in jail and 75,000 euros, which is, $77,000. So it's not nothing. They're saying French people throw away 20 kilos of food per person per year, costing an estimated basically somewhere around between $15 and $23 billion. So they're saying, okay, the full law still has to be voted on by the lower house of parliament on May 26th before it goes to the Senate, but it's expected to pass. All right, so that's number one. So just curious how the United States sort of matches up with that, and it's really alarming. A kilo is more than a pound? Yeah, a kilo is, 2.1 pounds or something? I think so. Anyway, it turns out that the wasted food, and you guys know this is one of the things that's very close to my heart. I work with City Harvest and Food Bank. They're saying that one-third of all food produced worldwide, about $1 trillion, gets lost or wasted in food production and consumption systems. This means 1 in 4 calories intended for consumption is never actually eaten. I mean, think about it. We've got people starving to death. We've got food prices that bounce all over everything. Basically, it makes no sense. 1 in 4 calories is never consumed. All right, so in industrialized countries, waste almost as much food as the entire net production of sub-Sahara Africa. The amount of food lost and wasted every year is equal to more than half of the world's annual cereal crops. These are really alarming statistics. In the USA, organic waste is the second highest component of landfills, which are the largest source of methane emissions. So we're not only talking about the morality of food waste. We're talking in a world where people are starving, but we're talking about global. We're talking about emission. We're talking about global warming. We're talking about all sorts of awful things. So a kilo is equal to 2.2 pounds. So the French actually are more profligate than we are. But the point being that there are ways of dealing with this, and what we put up on, as I said, I work with two agencies who specifically deal with it. But I thought we'd also put up on Facebook ways of sort of, I guess, ways of each of us can kind of be a little bit more aware of how we, what we eat, how we, when we eat, and most importantly, what we throw away. And part of it may be smaller portions, so that. And I think restaurants serving smaller portions may make some sense. I'm one of those people, I've told the story before of being in a restaurant with my mom a bunch of years ago. It was she just wanted a slice of pizza, so we were in a pizza joint. And there were some people at the next table who ordered a huge big pizza and ate 2 slices out of the 8. And so it was completely untouched. And so I went over and said, are you going to eat the rest of that? And they said, no. And I said, okay, is it okay if I take it? And they said, sure. And my mother said, oh, honey, that's really embarrassing. I'll buy you a pizza. I said, I'm not going to eat it, but I'll give it to somebody. It was perfectly good food. And took it outside, and there was a homeless guy sitting on the thing. And I said, here's for you and your friends. I mean, it was most of a pizza. And I'm perfectly willing to do that. It drives me nuts when people waste food. I mean, wasting time is not real nice. Wasting money, I suppose, if you have it to waste, so be it. But wasting food in a world where people are starving just seems to me to be completely unsensible and nonsensical and not particularly moral. So, and the idea that in this city, there are more and more establishments. There are grocery stores, there are restaurants, there are bodegas, that have signs up saying that City Harvest comes, and you get a tax write-off for it. Hospitals, And I mean, the food has to be edible. And if it's not edible, there are more and more places that you can go for compost. So either animals are eating it, or it's being used on farms as fertilizer. But there's really, with just a little bit of thought, we can sort of also buy a little bit less when we go to the grocery store. So freeze stuff. Teach our kids to be a little bit more careful about what they eat and what they do. Although I can remember my mom saying their kids starving in Africa. And I said, get me an envelope, I'll send them this. And I don't know exactly how we deal with the food that kids don't want to eat, don't like. Because that's a different issue, isn't it? An awful lot of kids would eat chicken fingers and SpaghettiOs their entire life if they had a choice. But part of the issue may be not teaching them about SpaghettiOs and chicken fingers, that there really are healthy choices. And eating, I'm a fan of leftovers. I always have been. I mean, even before it was sort of an issue of conscience, of taking food home from a restaurant. Although, as I mentioned, there was one, for the first time in all the years I've been going to theater, somebody wouldn't let me take my food in the theater. It was all wrapped. I mean, it was in a carton, and then it was in a plastic bag. And they said, is that food? And I said, yeah. I mean, there was no particular reason to lie about it. They said, well, you can't take it in. And I said, well, I'm not going to eat it. I said, you can't take it in. You have to leave it outside. I said, well, can you at least give it to somebody? It was, you know, I just wasn't hungry. And I think the food came late or something. I can't remember but I'm very, very, it's very common for me to take food and have leftovers. But, all right, so put that on Facebook and see how people are going to do about it. All righty, let's see where we're going to start today. I guess we could start with summer plans, just because it's the summer is fast upon us. As I said, technically, summer doesn't begin for almost another month, but Memorial Day and Memorial Day weekend always seems people. Are you going to barbecue, Trevor?
We may. We'll see what we end up doing.
If it doesn't snow on you.
Yeah, that's always a distinct possibility.
Well, we've had, I mean, it's been beautiful, but it's been very cool around here lately. I mean, I keep wandering around in my little summer dresses and freezing, so I'm sort of having, somebody suggested, one of my, when I was leaving yesterday, one of the guys said, it's going to snow today. I said, no, it's not. It's just, but it's windy down here, so we get a fair amount of wind. All right, do you have summer plans?
Yeah, ride bikes, enjoy the outdoors. It's always so limited in Minnesota. I like to get outside in the nice weather as much as I can.
A bike rider, I finally gave my bike away because I wasn't using it. I was running into people when I had it. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Spend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendo-Bite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What's on your mind, Leonard?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My wife has gone back to school at the local college taking art classes and was asked to pose for life drawing classes. And she did, and enjoyed it. And I'm uncomfortable with her posing nude for people I don't know or, publicly in a school situation.
How long have you been married, Leonard?
8 years.
How old are you?
38.
And how old is she?
32.
Do you have kids together?
No.
So when you told her that, did she get paid for it?
Yes.
How much did she get paid?
$50 per session.
And when the sessions are what, an hour?
3 hours.
Wow, that's not much money, is it?
No, it's not.
She's done it, how many times has she actually done it?
About a dozen times now. We've been discussing this at length for over a month now.
And so when you say you're uncomfortable, she says what?
She says, get over it. This is art. It's official college. It's not purient in any way. It's creative.
How would she feel if you posed?
Oh, she thinks that's fine.
Would you?
No.
Why not?
I'm too conservative.
Well, I'm not sure it's conservative per se. I mean, this isn't, you're not Chippendale. I mean, have you ever...
No, I don't wish to share myself with other people.
Well, I'm not
I don't
sure.
wish to share my wife either.
Well, but Leonard, I'm not sure it's sharing yourself. I think it's just, have you ever been to a live model class?
Yes.
And it didn't make you any more it didn't make you any more comfortable?
No.
Well, Leonard, the problem is, I mean, I suppose you could bribe her. You could say, look, for every time they ask you that you don't do it, I'll give you $100 not to do it. And that might work. I mean, it sounds like she probably has a nice body, that she sort of enjoys the attention a bit. As you know, I mean, nobody says anything. Nobody says, wow, what a great body. And quite often, life models don't necessarily have great bodies. That quite often it's, and you have to hold still for long periods of time. It's not nearly as much fun as you think it's going to be, but it's certainly not purient. I mean, she's not...
I'm not suggesting that. It's just that this is something we share personally. And,
well, but it's not. She's not having sex with anybody. That she probably, I mean, she may wear a bathing suit at a public beach. And bottom line is, I hear what you're saying, but it's really her body. And unless you can give her a compelling reason, the two of you have a good marriage, or did you have a good marriage before this started?
No, we have a very good marriage.
See, I think the thing is that at this moment, I mean, she's done it a lot of times. I don't know why she would enjoy it, to be quite honest, other than maybe feeling like, you know, people are paying attention to her. Is she a particularly well-built woman?
She's very attractive, yes.
Yeah. Has she done any, like, beauty contests or anything of that in her past?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Leonard, I think realistically it's probably going to be easier to change your attitude than her behavior, because it's something that she feels is perfectly okay. It's now become a bone of contention between the two of you. And bottom line is that this is her body in the same way that I think, and it's not because she's a woman. I mean, if you were saying that, you know, I want to be a Chippendale dancer and she objected to it, you could say, look, I need to know what your objections are, but bottom line, I get to choose. It's my body. What is she studying in school?
It's art.
Well, who does she get to draw?
And other models. She's a student in classes where she does drawing and painting.
So a lot of the students actually pose?
I don't know. I think some do.
I mean, Leonard, I think that this is really a dilemma unless you can convince her, you know, that you'll bribe her, and that may or may not work, of just saying, look, I'm a little uncomfortable. On the other hand, it may be that you could sort of feel, first of all, you're probably not going to know most of the students.
No, I don't.
Okay. So, and certainly none of your friends are going to know about it unless you tell them. If you, for example, if a well-known artist wanted to paint a nude of her... To put in your house, would you allow that?
I don't know that I can say yes. Well, it's not my decision.
Well, but if she was willing, if she were willing,
I couldn't prevent her from doing it.
No, that isn't. I said, if they would it be something, for example, that you would be comfortable having in your home?
No, I would not, because I wouldn't want to share that with friends or family either.
Well, but the good news about her posing in an art class at a school is your friends and family aren't going to be involved in it. I mean, the only reason they'd know is if you told them or she told them.
Well, they would if I had a painting hanging over the
Well, mat. That's why I use that example to get to exactly that point. If they're probably not going to know about this unless you tell them, none of the students are friends or family, so how, if the issue is friends or family, none of them would know. The rest of these are strangers, and they're presumably looking at her in the same way they would a fruit bowl.
I don't think she would hesitate from telling them.
Well,
so it's not
then,
a question of
then maybe you
privacy.
Could make, but maybe you can make that deal with her that says, "Look, I'm a little uncomfortable about this because it's kind of embarrassing. My family would really look askance at this, so I'll make you the deal. I won't give you a hard time about it if you don't go around publicizing it to my family because it makes me uncomfortable." And that may be as good a deal as you can cut, and I don't think it's an unreasonable deal. And if somebody in your family finds out about it, say, "Look, that she views the body as just another piece of artwork, and it, for the class, it's no different than drawing, you know, a peach and a pear and a banana." Because I just think you're going to... It's not that I agree or disagree with you. I just think you're not going to be able to convince her, and it's going to cost you a lot. I mean, she's going to be really upset with you, and you're going to be upset with her. And I don't know that anything's going to change.
So I just have to tolerate this? Or
are you willing to divorce her over it?
No, of course not. Okay. We have a good marriage.
Okay. Then, you know, what I might say to her, Leonard, is say, "Look, it makes me uncomfortable. But, I mean, is there a part of you that is pleased that other people think that the woman that chooses you, that they think she's has a nice body?"
Probably.
Okay. So maybe you could focus on that, number one. And maybe what, I mean, I think you've got, if you said to her, "Look, can we agree that you've done this once and it makes me uncomfortable. Is there anything I can do to convince you that I would be uncomfortable, I would be happier if you didn't do this?" And rather than telling her and giving her the reasons, of saying, "Look, if there's something, if you'd like to be bribed, if I could, you know, if I cleaned the bathroom, if I made mom's pot roast, if I made dinner three times a week, are you willing, is there something that I can do as a bribe to convince you not to do this?" So you're giving up something that you kind of enjoy in exchange for getting something that's valuable to you, for me. You see what I'm saying? Because that's a very different position than saying, "I'm uncomfortable with you doing this." So saying, "Look, I get it. That I'm trying to convince you to do something that makes me happy. I want to do something that makes you happy in return. Is there something I can do that would make you stop doing this?" Just, and if she says no, I'd let it go. And just sort of remind yourself that most of your friends would probably be incredibly jealous of you more than anything else.
Okay.
And don't get it in your head that, you know, if that real men control their wives. Real men don't act like Neanderthals.
No, I know better.
Good.
I'm not trying to control
No, them. I think you're not. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I think you're going to have a hard time convincing her. So maybe take her out for dinner tonight and say, "Look, I've given a lot of thought to this. You can certainly do anything you want, but I'm willing to offer you a bribe to not do this, if, you know, because you're doing something that makes me happy. I want to do something that makes you happy. Let me know if it works." All right? Next. As you folks know, I am a great fan of bribery, which is just it's a term that's gotten a bad rep, but all it is the fine art of convincing somebody to do something that we want them to do because it's in their best interest. A bribe says, "Here's what you get. Here's the value to you," as opposed to saying, "If you love me, you do this," or "How come you can't understand how important this is to me?" We're making it valuable to the other person, which, among other things, not only is an acknowledgement of their value and their power and their importance in our life, but also how important whatever we're asking is to us, and that we're willing to basically, you know, put if it could be money, it doesn't necessarily have to be money, but it's our emphasis where our emphasis is, that we're willing to put. I mean, obviously the easiest thing to say is to put your money where your mouth is, but it doesn't necessarily have to be money, and it's not necessarily mouth per se. It may be something else. But we actually, it's one of the things that we asked about on Facebook. So if you want to sort of come up, and I'd love to hear from you rather than say, I mean, I love that you Facebook me, but calling me is even better. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear, I am a fan of bribery. And the best way to know how to bribe somebody, a bribe is only effective if you're offering somebody something they value. And sometimes you think you know what they value, but it may not be that. So one of the most effective ways of dealing with a difference of opinion where you're trying to convince somebody to do it your way is to say to them, What can I offer you that would make it worthwhile for you to be willing to go along, to able to go along with this? And sometimes they'll tell you, don't commit to it up front. I mean, you don't want to be trying to get Taylor Swift to your 10-year-old son's birthday party, but or maybe you do. So, but asking is a way of, again, you hear that kind of the underlying theme of almost everything we talk about here is essentially that, to talk about things. That most people want resolution. I mean, I think most people really don't want to have fights going on in their life, even though some people are pretty good at picking them. And there certainly are drama kings and queens wandering the earth. But the point is that I think most of us want people to like us and to be happy and to have a relatively carefree life. I mean, you know, in general, most of us don't want angst. And so just saying to somebody, look, this is really important to me. I understand that you're uncomfortable about it. Is there anything that I could offer you that would make you okay with this? I understand you're never going to be completely on board, and that's okay. But is there anything I can offer you? And just even that discussion is a way, quite often, of breaking up a logjam. Because, as I said before, it's a way of helping somebody understand how important it is to you. So, Trevor, have you ever been bribed?
As a kid, I'm sure. I think my grandpa always used to like offer $10 bills for a clean plate.
There you go.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, $10. Wow.
Yeah, he's a very generous man.
Yeah. Good.
Funded my Hot Wheels addiction.
Yes, there we go. And you're probably not even fat, are you?
No, He's German, old German kind of guy, and all about kind of healthy eating. And
You had good food. You had to eat your peas.
Exactly.
All right, eat your veggies. Isn't it funny how much, as kids, we rail against vegetables, and how, as adults, many of us adore vegetables?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my adult brothers are not still kind of bought into the whole vegetable situation, but I am.
Well, my mother, much as I love her, was a terrible cook. And as I mentioned, we didn't have any money. So we had the vegetables. I don't think I ever had a fresh vegetable other than maybe celery. Celery and carrots I had as fresh vegetables. I'm trying to think if there's any other. Peas, definitely not. I didn't realize how terrific peas are. Corn, I actually like canned corn, but real corn is much better, although it has no food value. It's straight, you know, it's straight cellulose or something. It's just, I mean, and things like succotash we never had, rutabaga we never had, rhubarb was, you know, like might as well have been in a foreign country. Asparagus, believe it or not, I had because it grew in the yard. So I had asparagus, but canned everything, beans. I didn't realize that beans are really good. So what can I tell you? But as an adult, I mean, vegetables are kind of my favorite thing to eat under basically any circumstances. And people say fruits and vegetables, but fruits, by and large, I mean, a little bit of fruit is okay, but fruits, by and large, are very sugary. So they're not as good for you as a lot of the vegetables. And there are some things that we think that are vegetables are really fruit, and some things that we think are really fruits that are really vegetables. And then there's the avocado, which is a nut. Of course, we love avocados. Everybody's sort of come... Yeah, people have sort of come to understand that avocados are really terrific. They're pretty high in fat, but it's a good kind of fat. All right, so let's see what people... I'm trying to think of bribes that I've either offered. I mean, it's so much a part of my life of just saying to somebody, okay, what can I do that will make this work for you? So it's just so much a part of my life that it happens, if not on a daily basis, it happens a lot. So I don't really sort of... I'm trying to think if anybody's ever bribed me that... Well, I suppose the paid to do a speaking engagement is probably a bribe, just because I'm still somewhat of a nervous speaker. So the idea of being, well, at least I'm getting paid, you know, and that's actually how I rationalize is I'm getting on a plane that, has been delayed for 15 hours and it's a puddle jumper and I'm going to someplace and I'm going to be late and, you know, it's going to be bumpy and I think, well, at least I'm getting paid. So I suppose that's the basis of some of my speaking behavior. All right, let's see what other people have said.
All right, so Connie says, never offered or received one in my life.
Well, I bet you have, basically, because as you point out, as kids, we're bribed all the time. You know, as you get a story if you brush your teeth. If you go to bed early tonight, then you get pancakes for breakfast tomorrow. I bet you have. You still like the idea of it, but I bet you have.
That's
she said,
point.
Batting her baby blue eyes. Yeah. Rethink it a bit. I bet you have. Okay.
And then Drew says, I paid 500 pesos, about $10 US, to get out of a traffic ticket in Manila.
Good plan.
There you go.
Was it called bakshish? which is a whole different thing, which is that that's basically bribery, which is the price of doing business in a lot of countries. That bribery in most parts of the world is considered both bargaining and bribery. And when I go to the UN, which I will probably do again this year, one of the they have a it's like a World Financial, I think it's called World Financial Organization, I think it's called WFO, which is the world's 800 biggest corporations. And they got, which I thought was extraordinary, that they would all get together and they put out basically a set of behaviors that everybody had to agree to, that they wouldn't exploit, that they would not exploit workers, that they would not indulge in bribery. And there was one other thing that I thought was just extraordinary, that, I mean, that these people get together and really, on some level, some corporations really are trying to make the world a better place. Well, I think, and they wouldn't pollute. I think that was the third thing. They were extraordinary as far as I was concerned. So first of all, I never knew anything about it, and I think most people still don't, even though I talk about it. That there really are corporations that have hearts as opposed to just little greedy maws that are polluting the world and destroying livelihoods and destroying markets and things of that sort. That, I mean, as you said, once you make, you know, $1 billion, what do you need two for? You're never going to be able to spend it. So, and you can only buy so many yachts. I know, re-education of the wealthy. I don't know how successful we're going to be at that, because I'll say, if you were so smart, how come you're not rich like I am? Hard to argue with that particular. I mean, it's not really a particularly moral stance, but it is not uncommon. But there really are multinational corporations that are really moral and trying to make the world a better place. And so there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind that you'd like to talk with me about, we have another hour and a half on which, during which to take phone calls. And today we're going to do the interview that we've been deferring about the cost of clothing, which sort of fits into a lot of the things that we've been talking about for the last week and a half, and something to think about, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.